You have tuned into the Timely Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning into episode 29.
Hey, all you beaver believers out there, welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver. Today with us, we have Dave. Say hello.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Dave is coming once again from sunny Acapulco, California.
Just kidding. Gosh. No, it wasn't sunny today, actually. It was thunderstorms.
Oh, really? Thunderstorms are awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I mean, there's a system sitting off the coast that moved in, and it's a little bit, maybe a tenth of an inch. There was lightning and thunder and a little bit of rain, but it's going to move through real quick. So,
right on. You got your whole tenth of an inch of rain for the year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. Well, that's awesome.
We did something like, I think in September, it's like a quarter of an inch for the month. So we're like halfway there.
Well, that's good. You're kind of cutting in and out, so I'm not sure how it's going to record. But just thought I'd let you know and the listeners know this is not a technical difficulty. This is an internet discrepancy, I guess I'll call it.
Exactly.
So forgive us, because on The Timely Beaver, we are so poor and low budget that our house is a shack.
It's a good thing that we don't live in New Orleans.
Good thing indeed, but technically we would have it better if we were living in the Superdome.
No, exactly.
It'd be a step
but, you
up.
Know, have you heard about those conditions those people are going through right now?
No, I haven't heard much about it. I've tried to block that out.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Once, it's really sad.
Yeah, once Bush kind of taints something, I tend to turn it off.
Well, I don't need. Yeah, let's not make this a political show, because you know where I stand on this. Yeah, and where you stand.
We have too many political topics where I have to go back and kind of edit out half an hour worth of conversation with a meh edit for political conversation.
I know. Political talk.
Yeah.
You know, no, we'll keep it. We'll try to keep it as apolitical as possible, but. Bush sucks. Okay, let's move on.
I licked Bush in 98.
Yeah, I know. What, do you remember that bumper sticker? It's in 2004. It said, vote in 2004, no Bush, no Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that one?
I think I did.
So, on back to the topic at hand here.
Okay. We were talking.
Rocky and Bullwinkle!
Hey, Rocky!
Yeah, Bullwinkle.
I guess, but no, please, presto, wrong hat. I think it's 7.5. Yeah, here's something we hope you really like. That's funny.
Awesome.
No, but I mean, like, that's they. Yeah, they shut down that club. There, you remember Ted? There's a Bullwinkle's down on Lawrence Expressway.
Bullwinkle's kind of family entertainment, like Chuck E. Cheese.
It's exactly like Chuck E. Cheese, except it's just like the cartoon Bullwinkle. And
oh man, that place was so great as a child. I loved hanging out there.
Oh man, that was a fun place as a kid. I had a lot of good memories there. So
all right, well, I remember the multi-level arcade where they had like some arcades on this one floor, and then they had a kind of like a balcony around it that was up a few feet,
yeah,
with more arcades and pinball machines and other stuff, and it was pretty deep for the arcade level, because I'm sure they raked in a lot of money that way.
And then they had, exactly.
Oh, but I loved the Rampage. That was like fresh, brand new, the three-player Rampage.
That was awesome. Or what about, play skee-ball too, a lot?
Still do.
I still got skee-ball? Nice.
Yeah, we were playing that in Canada at Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah? That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, me and Emily and Samara were trying to win as many tickets as we could to get a fake mustache comb.
Nice. Now, where was this at?
Yeah, Niagara Falls, Canada,
which is
right next to Buffalo.
Where were you playing the game at? Like, what? Was it a restaurant or was it
No, it was actually an arcade.
Oh, nice.
We were trying to waste some time in the afternoon till it got dark when the fireworks and stage lighting for Niagara Falls was in. Or was on and happening, and that didn't happen until 10 p.m., so we had to waste, like, 3 hours after dinner and go around doing whatever.
So did you guys win the fake mustache coat?
Actually, we won some other stuff, and I'm trying to remember what it is, but I can't quite recall.
That's cool. No, those are good times. Yeah, skee-ball wasn't my favorite, but, I mean, it was just, I was thinking about, like, when you're describing the setup of Bullwinkle's, like, they had the arcade, like, that second tier, I guess, and then, like, to the corner was all the skee-ball set up. I can't remember exactly what else was next to that, but...
Well, I remember they had that one section.
But getting back to what you're...
Go ahead.
Oh, getting back to what you were talking about earlier, Rampage, where you're just that... Where you're that giant, like, you could be, like, a big old King Kong or, like, a... I don't know, like, a Godzilla type, and then go and just crush buildings and stuff. But, you know...
Oh, I love
that. Yeah, that was a cool game. I think my favorite one back then was... You know what I used to love in the arcade? Spy Hunter. That was an awesome game.
That was a great game.
Yeah. Brings back many memories. So, but yeah, like, what was the other one? You know what else is really cool is Empire Strikes Back or Star Wars, where you sat inside that little cockpit and he would be an X-Wing fighter, you know, in the Death Star. Don't you remember that?
I never played that, I guess.
That game was really cool. Really cool. So, huh. Yeah, that was a good one. I'm trying to think of what else I liked back then. Can't remember, but anyways, there was that arcade, and then there was also this arcade called Tilt. They had in Valco. I don't know if you
remember. Oh, I remember Tilt. Yeah. Tilt in Valco Fashion Village.
Exactly.
That was an awesome art. They had an inside bumper car and merry-go-round.
Yeah, that's right. They had some really good games there, too. I can't remember exactly.
Oh, that was bomb.
Dude, that was really cool. And then there's a place called Galactican, I think. That was over next to, it was kind of close to, what's it next? Like Westgate. I think it's called Galactica, and that was another arcade we went to a lot, but good times.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Yeah, but anyways.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, getting back to Bullwinkle, though. So I guess that everyone pretty much knows where Bullwinkle is now, but man, now...
Well, I mean, it's basically Chuck E. Cheese, you have Moose, Squirrel, and it's like... it's just a normal stereotypical pizza parlor arcade. Throw your birthday party here, but yeah.
Yep, and I'm sure you hosted many a birthday party there.
No, my parents were too stingy to do that. But
really?
I went to a few other kids' birthday parties that were there.
Oh man, yeah, those were totally good times. Remember, like they had the show, like these puppets in like a waterfall or this fountain with squirt. Do you remember that? Like,
That was awesome. They had some great things. They had like the wooden sculpture above the stage.
Yeah.
And Boris and Natasha.
And their eyes.
And they talk. Their eyes moved. That creeped the crap out of me as a kid, watching your eyes move around.
That was crazy. And then like, remember the Eagle Loft or whatever? They had like, if you take the stairs up, you could get like a bird's eye view of like the whole show, but it was always pitch black in there. That was cool, man. That's
where you ate your pizza and whatnot too.
Exactly. So they'd always have the show like every 5 or 10 minutes, you know.
Oh yeah, and they had the robotic Moose and Squirrel.
Yep.
They had the other characters too. Did they have Dudley Doolittle on there?
I don't remember. You know, they may have. But I remember they had the band, though. Like, Bullwinkle played the banjo, and I think Rocky played stand-up bass.
The little squirrel played stand-up bass. Oh, Natasha. We kill Moose and Squirrel.
Hey, Boris, darling.
Uh-oh. I have a phone ringing. One moment. Oh, man. That's... Yeah, she's like... Because we were supposed to talk tonight at 9 o'clock. She's like, I forgot Dancing with the Stars is on. Can we postpone our talk till tomorrow? I'm like, sure, Mom.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I'm watching that's Dancing funny. With the Stars, too.
I know, that's your favorite. Isn't that your favorite show, Ted?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm watching it right now while we do this.
I
have my own... Oh, man.
That's funny. So, anyways, getting back to Rocky, Moose and Squirrel.
Moose and Squirrel. I don't know what is so funny about that line, but it's just classic.
I know. That's cool because it showed like this continuous loop of cartoons, like in the Bullwinkle and Rocky cartoons, like they had different TV like monitors throughout the restaurant, and that was just a cool setup. Like, and then when he walked in, and like that one bad guy was in the jail as soon as he walked in. Remember that?
Yeah, like, that there was, animatronic like, character. Yeah. Oh, who was that? You walk in, he's right there on your like right hand side. You walk in, he's in the cage. He's like, "Hey, kids."
Yeah, he's like, yeah. I forgot his name, but like, yeah, that was totally clever.
That whole place had such character. It was really dark inside like a bar. It was to prepare us for when we grew up.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
But Chuck E. Cheese, didn't compare. Chuck E. Cheese was really bright, had some random characters. But Rocky and Bullwinkle's, man, that place just had life and flavor all of its own.
It did. It did have that kind of flair, you know. So, but like, you remember when you walk around like the kind of the corner and like there's another show that they had there. I forgot. I don't know if like remember Sherman and Mr. Peabody. Like,
Yeah,
I think that they were on in like the state or the whatever, like the puff setup was kind of behind. Like, there's a main stage where everyone had food, you know, everyone ate their pizza and stuff. And then, like, if you go around, like, kind of behind that, there was like another like restaurant kind of set up, and that's where they had another kind of like, you know, animatronic thing going on. So, but it was just like, it's bringing back all these memories.
Oh, memories, sweet, sweet memories.
Bygone era.
Oh man, let's take a pause here.
Sure.
Because I have something else there that kind of relates. But let's bring in tonight's musical guest, Crash Menagerie out of Jacksonville.
Crash Menagerie!
Out of Jacksonville, Florida. You can find them at crashmenagerie.com. And we're going to, this song is called Sluttishly Walking Whore. And they are brought to us by the PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. And
enjoy!
Looking down the streets by day, I see the glossy facial fish coming my way. I guess the moon's taste has gone astray, but I ask for something more. Where she's from, should I run? And then I know I heard her say, I'm just a slutty walking whore down from the store. A slutty walking whore, it's a score, babe.
You clean up to morning, honey. Well, you should do what's wrong. Just won't be down the block. Oh, no, it's just a
Was Crash Menagerie, and man, I'm really digging on their kick. Jacksonville, Florida. Who would have thought such cool punk would have come out of there? Anyways, on to a different topic. Here is a sketch called Willie Goes to Congress from the original Timely Beaver Show. As a little preface on this, Willie, the Timely Beaver, is a beaver who we imagine and who carries the voice of and goes around town and does all sorts of crazy adventures, and you can find all those in the original Timely Beaver shows. But today we are going to bring you the special show where Willie goes to Congress, and starring with them we have Mike as the judge, and we also have Samara as Willie's defendant. Everyone enjoy.
This session of the state senate shall now come to order. Today we shall hear the concerns of the citizens of Oregon. The first one on the list comes to us from the Columbia Gorge strip clubs, and he's a beaver too.
The representative from the rodent family has the floor.
I'm here to speak for Willie the Beaver. Willie doesn't actually speak English. He only speaks mimu mimu. What Willie wants to say is very simple. There are three things on his agenda that the state senate can deal with and possibly change. First, Willie is sick of being referred to in the same class of animals as rats, mice, and nutria. Especially nutria, those wannabe beavers. Willie would rather be associated in the same family as cats, since beaver is already a derogatory word. Why not make it official?
The state senate is not a panel of scientists, and it cannot reclassify your animal classification, which depends on your genetics. Even though we agree that the state senate would not want to be associated with nutria.
What that really means, folks, is bloop bleep bloop bleep. The second agenda is the state senate to pass a motion to put an end to all the negative squabble about dams in the state. The Corps of Engineers makes dams, and so do beavers. So can we put to an end dam removal projects?
Now, this is something that the state senate can motion against. However, dam removal projects, due to their complicated nature, require federal attention. So, Willie, you must go to Congress to lobby your case there.
The issue on Willie's agenda is logging. What is the big deal about cutting down trees? Willie chomps down trees all the time to build his dam. Can the state senate pass a motion to end all of the tree removal permitting process to cut down trees? It's a lot of paperwork, and Willie has had a hard time writing since he is a beaver.
Now that is absurd. The state senate will not ease the tree cutting permitting requirements just to make the life of one lowly beaver simpler. If we do that, then what is going to keep the logging companies from chopping down the entire forest? That's enough. I've heard enough from Willie and his ridiculous request. Security, remove Willie and his friend from the premises.
So there you have it. Willie, the Timely Beaver. And, yeah, I feel bad because I was going to take this episode, drop it into GarageBand after I recorded it with me and Dave. But unfortunately, Dave, I apologize to you and the rest of the listeners, I accidentally lost Dave's audio file, or I didn't record it. Whatever it might be, I totally apologize. And so, just to give you a recap, me and Dave talked about The Simpsons 17th season opener and the first two episodes, which were totally cool. Second one definitely better than first, but... And, oh, we were just rattling off all sorts of Simpson lines, quotes, and different things, and it was really great. And it would have been totally awesome if I captured that, but we're going to have to dedicate an entire show because me and Dave are both gigantic Simpson fans, and we just love quoting them. And I know our buddy Kirk out there from Drunken Rides in Portland, and I think that was back in August, beginning of August. We had a conversation with him after the Brew Fest, but we'll have to get everyone on for a Simpsons show and just talk about the Simpsons and other stuff, because I know it'll just be hilarious, and you'll hear all sorts of everyone just spouting quotes right and left, knowledge about different things. And so I apologize that Dave got cut off. But on to a new topic. This last weekend, we were down at Samara's house celebrating JT's 8th birthday. And JT's her son, and man, it was fun. I got to see some good old friends that I hadn't seen for a couple of years. Just a fabulous time, and played a lot of cricket. Not sure exactly what it was. I know I've played it before, but I can't think of the name. You know, one of those sports where you just can't think of it. Anywho, on to other things. The full moon was glorious up here in Oregon, and tonight's a really still, calm night, and the moon's, you could totally tell it's waning. Just fabulous, all in all. It's been a great week. It's kind of been a little stressful at work, but I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend. We have a housewarming party for my friend Kevin, who got his very first house, and he's moving in with his girlfriend there, and it should be awesome, and I can't wait for that either. And also, we're going to see Amidon. You can see them on the Reformat show, and I believe that was at the end of July. You can hear some of their stuff, and I'm going to try to do another interview with them. Be sure to also check them out at AmidonUSA.com, AmadanAt.com, for all their upcoming shows and stuff. Awesome shows, great energy. Check them out at a show near you. And hopefully after the interview, I'll be able to have another show dedicated to Amidon. So check that out. Speaking of tunes, let's move back to Crash Menagerie from Jacksonville, Florida. And again, you can find them at CrashMenagerie.com. And this is a song, I'm Not Going Insane.
Company, and I'm not going insane.
Oh, I totally love their vibe. They have like a, you can hear in that song especially, a nice little Ramon, you know, feel or vibe. Totally awesome. Dig you, Crash Menagerie. Can't wait to hear more of you. And yeah, again, all the music tonight was brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Well, on a lighter side of things, from the trip from Canada, I left... This was all 100% my fault. I left our camera in our hotel room the last night in Canada when we were in Niagara Falls coming back from Ottawa. And you might ask yourself, God, I hate it when I do that. And it's usually under certain circumstances you have that type of situation. Well, we were drinking hard in Canada, watching the fireworks over Niagara Falls. And we were partying and doing all the haunted houses. And we were there until almost 2 a.m. drinking. And then we went to bed and got up at 5 a.m. to catch the plane back. And that's when the mistakes happened and the camera was left because it wasn't in another bag that would be remembered. So it was left on the dresser. You know, 5 a.m. is like 2 a.m. our time. So you can understand the brain farts that happen after that, especially with 3 hours sleep, a lot of drinking. So I accidentally left the camera in the hotel room in Niagara Falls. And I called the lady at the Buffalo airport and she was nice enough to go up and grab the camera. And ship it back to me. And I gotta totally give her props and make sure she gets a raise for this one, because that was so generous. They could have just swiped it, you know, taken the memories and everything. But they were nice enough to grab it and send it back. Although the lady that I talked to was a nice one. Everyone else, the hotel clerks and whatnot, were all assholes. Or biatches, as it would be. But they were nice. I was nice enough to, I think it was Laura or something at the, there that was nice enough to send it back. So finally got it after waiting about a week and a half for it to come in the mail. Came back beautiful, came back with everything, and I'm totally stoked. So I'll have to post a few Canada pictures on the website. I'll do that for this show and the next show. I'll post a few. Also, when I finish, because I usually make a movie, you know, a little Ken Burns type movie. A Ken Burns or kind of movie, as it will be when everything is done. But definitely want to be posting that to the website when it's up, because I think they turned out awesome. Everyone else has thought they've turned out awesome in the past. So we'll have to do that. But remember, Dave has a video on the website right now, which is one of the things that we originally talked about on the show, which unfortunately got cut short. But Dave gave me a video to post on the website, his first video with iMovie. Definitely check it out. It's a great surfing music montage done to Van Halen. So check that out at timelybeaver.com. Also remember that you can get in touch with us here at 206-222-2328 or timelybeaver@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We've been getting some great feedback recently. So until everyone drops dead and whatever, we'll leave you with a fine time, original Timely Beaver sketch called Do Meth and Join the Military from the original Timely Beaver, and have yourselves a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is good stuff, man. Oh, man. Oh, I can't tell you, dude. Oh, I'm just like, yeah. Dude. Oh, dude. Awesome.
On your feet, soldier!
What? On my feet?
Dude. Soldier, on your feet! Did you understand me, soldier?
Dude, what now? I'm going back to bed.
You make me sick.
I had this dream that I was high on meth, and then I joined the army.
Welcome to your worst nightmare. Dream? You wish it was a dream. You signed up for 4 years of fun. What, you don't remember? Or were you too busy getting fucked up stealing scrap metal? Somehow you wound up in the recruiter's office, grilled out of your mind, and joined up. He fed it all to you, and you ate it up like a sloppy Joe. Now you are marching, shooting, walking, talking shit like an American soldier!
Dude, what was I on again?
Meth, crank, blow, whatever. You know that shit, people fucking beating their kids, really fucked up Southeast Portland, and you wonder why it's called the Felony Flats.
Freaking meth. I'm in the army now, like Pauly Shore. Fuck. But Bush did coke and became president, so I guess it can't be that bad.
See, meth got him in the military, and now he thinks it's okay because George did coke and became a president. Well, he surely messed up, so don't do meth.
This message has been brought to you by the Red State National Party.
Hello? Oh, Dancing with the Stars is on. Oh, I love Dancing with the Stars, Mom. That's why I'm watching it right now. I think she's watching Gilmore Girls at the moment. Sounds great. Bye. So as you all obviously know now, my mom loves Dancing with the Stars.